Good morning. It's time for the K-State Extension and Research Report, and today we have 4-H Program Manager for Franklin County. We have Josie with us. How are you this morning, Josie?
Oh, I'm great.
Good. So what are we talking about today?
Well, as everyone knows, this is the last county fair this week in the Frontier District here at Overbrook. But I just wanted to touch on a few important things. Something that I really took away from 4-H was actually like failing. So I'm going to tell a story and just talk a little bit about it. So I've talked a lot about this story at fair time, talking to new families and stuff. My favorite story and thing that I took away from my 12 years in 4-H was my senior year. I'm originally from Osage County, where we have two county fairs. And this was my last year, and I wanted to go out in a bang, and my foods and nutrition was my favorite project. So I decided to make my own cake and like make my own recipe. So I combined three of my favorite cakes together and tried to make my own recipe. And I went to the Osage City Fair and I got disqualified. And I became really good friends with the judge. And afterwards, she met with me and really walked me through my recipe and how I could perfect it and what went wrong with the science behind it. I then went on to the Overbrook Fair, and I ended up getting grand champion overall. And so then I was able to go to the state fair. So I went to the state fair, and this was my last year. I was so excited. I was doing multiple things at the state fair, but this foods project was probably the thing that I was the most looking forward to. And I ended up getting disqualified again at the state fair. But something that I took away was the learning and everything I went through the whole time. I had made this cake multiple times and I had learned about it, I had perfected it, and I had made friends along the way and relationships that I still think about several years later. And so something I just wanted to emphasize on is that learning from your mistakes and preserving through challenges. Failure is a natural part of growth and stepping stone for success and the opportunity to learn and improve. Focus is being placed on the importance of resilience and not giving up or viewing them as setbacks or temporary detours. I just think that it's really important to learn like what happens every time you fail. So it's not a setback, but it's just a stepping stone of learning and overcoming it. So I talked to many, many 4-H'ers this last week at the county fairs and just talked a lot about how like it's okay. Like everyone fails. Someone has to get last place. And if that's you, that's okay. Because not everybody can get first. So I just wanted to talk about that and just let everyone know that, like, it's okay. We don't all win all the time. Someone has to get last place.
We are taught that losing is bad. We aren't taught losing is learning.
Mm-hmm. One thing I kept touching on is that there are so many kids here. So how do we expect everybody to win when it's actually impossible? But everyone's going to walk away learning something. Mm-hmm. If that means you learned a new friend, then you learned a new friend this week. And that's what counts.
There's always what you gain. Josie, thank you so very much.
Yeah.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Zine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell.